Pop Rock Radio, streaming all day, every day. poprockradio.com.au.
Hey, Pop Rockers, you're with Paul, and today we're talking about Gina G. More than you think, Australian one-hit wonder. Or was she more than one-hit wonder? Here we go. Over the last few decades, the Eurovision Song Contest bore many incredible stars and music idols. The music competition starred numerous singers from different genres like jazz, folk, opera and rock. And they contributed to unforgettable hits from those who won and those who didn't. Australian superstar Gina G is one of the few people who had great success with their music despite losing the contest in 1996. But what makes her the unforgettable personality that she is? And where's the Australian megastar today? Gina G began her rampant career in 1987 as a DJ in Melbourne. She was also featured as a vocalist with a dance act-based Culture, which had a top 20 hit in the Australian charts with Live the Life. In 1993, Gina left the band to pursue a solo career in the UK. Being drawn to the musical style of catchy dance rhythms and funky melodies, Gina G represented the UK with a quirky song, Ooh Ah, Just a Little Bit, at the 1996 Eurovision Song Contest in Oslo. Despite the high odds of her winning, she actually came in eighth in the competition. To everyone's surprise, the singer reached the very top position in the British charts at the end of May 1996 and sold almost 1 million copies in the UK alone. In November 1996, the track also entered the US Billboard charts, a rarity for a Eurovision entry.
Pop Rock Radio. Streaming classic hits from the 80s till now. poprockradio.com.au.
With the colossal success overnight being the backbone of her career, she recorded her second single, I Belong to You. Gina G therefore entered the British Music League, becoming the first artist to debut in the top 10 with a track from a Eurovision contest, followed immediately by another one. Her album Fresh made a debut showing her wild dance pop bias and was released in March 1997. It also included other fantastic singles like Give Me Some Love and Every Time I Fall. The single Ti Amo pulls away from Gina's previous fast-paced Eurodance-like songs and contains a far more suggestive and slower tempo, which gives it the distinctive flamenco touch. In 1998, Ooh Ah, Just a Little Bit was nominated for a Grammy in the Best Dance Recording category. The mix of electro bangers, hum-along melodies and quirky lines made the Australian superstar famous overnight. Setting herself apart from the other musicians of her time, Gina G and her songs were the preeminent music of the golden 90s.
Pop Rock Radio. Streaming all day, every day. poprockradio.com.au.
And sadly, as fast as the fame came, it went away. One-hit wonder Gina G disappeared in 1998 from the stages after her drug abuse scandals went public. Yeah, there was a bit of a downfall there, but she come back. And this is the millennial comeback. After a lengthy legal battle with her former manager, Gina G returned to the studio in 2000 to record new material. She worked with Swedish producers Laguna, whom she recorded a cover version of the Nancy Sinatra classic, These Boots Are Made for Walking. To give her career the kick it needed, Australian superstar Gina G went back to the Eurovision and took part in the preliminary round, but sadly she could not prevail against the other competitors such as Katy Price or Jarvin. In 2011, Gina G surprised fans with a new single called Next to You, featuring hip-hop and rap DJ Vigilante. The song still incorporates her early funky pop music styles, but shows off with new modern electric dance elements. Even though Eurovision was a spark to the flame of her career, one-hit wonder Gina G flourished over the years and gifted fans worldwide with genuine and great hits. The world of dance pop will certainly never forget her quirky yet harmonious Ooh Ah, Just a Little Bit. So there you go, folks. That's the story on Gina G. Where is she now? She's still making music, apparently. But I hope you liked the article. As always, like, share, and follow.
Pop Rock Nation. We love music.